phone, and we got really cool guests. It is a CNN podcast.
Did you get all the stuff?
Yes. What's yes?
Like all the recording stuff.
Oh, the I have this microphone, and I have I don't have any headphones. What else is there?
My gosh, I can't believe you forgot your headphones again.
Oh God, it's just that I don't want to hear it. I don't like listening to it.
Listen, look, if we're going to take Dad's recording equipment and make a podcast, like, you need to be on your A game.
Right.
Because we have to prove to Mom that we're professional. We will get caught eventually. And when we do, we need her to know that we're professional podcasters now. We take this very seriously.
It has to be good. Yes.
God, Emmett.
Right. But she shouldn't find out. We don't want her to find out.
I mean, you know what? I like to plan for the inevitable because I just want to know that, like, we're going to be okay, and it's going to be fine, and, you know, Mom's not going to get too mad at us, and she's only going to take away TV for a week. So, like, I think we're probably going to be okay.
You think it'll be less TV time taken away if the podcast is good?
Yes. I think Mom's going to believe in us, and she's going to say, wow, you're going straight to the top, kiddos. And then she's going to give us a high five, and then she's going to give us a Snickers.
Great. I love that. I want candy. Can I have one right now?
No. We're going to a party. We're going to our friend Johanna's birthday party.
Johanna's birthday party?
Johanna.
From school?
From school.
Yeah. She's cool. She's probably my best friend.
She's a pretty good friend. We walk to school with her every single day. And so she invited us to her birthday. And so we're recording our podcast at her birthday party today. Because it's going to be a great time. And I'm really excited. I mean, I'm always excited. But like today, I'm really excited.
I heard there was going to be cake.
There's going to be cake. There's going to be a clown.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be games.
I love a clown. They make me laugh is the thing about the clown that I like.
I got to admit, I'm a little afraid of clowns.
You're scared of clowns?
I'm a little afraid of clowns. I don't like it when they have the giant sad faces.
Right.
Or the giant happy faces.
Right. Because it's too big?
It's too big and
too much emotion.
Like, it's sort of like when grandma wears too much lipstick and
it
just
that is pretty
flows
scary.
Down her face.
Right. It like it's, yes.
That's it's alarming. Scary.
But it's
to
funny.
Me.
It's so, grandma's so funny.
Grandma.
The way she talks and the things she talks about. It's like, I don't really know what they are or what is going on or who died, but it's funny because
it's
so
like
many
all
people
of her
die
friends
all
die.
The time. Yeah.
All of it, and that's partly why I'm afraid of clowns, because like if grandma looks like a clown and all of her friends are dead all the time.
Does that mean the clown
like
is also dead?
All of our friends are gonna be dead at this party, and that's kind of what I'm afraid of.
Oh.
If I'm speaking truthfully. But anyway, so we're on our way to the party right now. We're in the backseat of the car. Mom doesn't know we're recording.
This is very cool that we're recording.
It's very cool. She has no idea because she never listens to us. We're in the back of the car.
Yeah, she actually doesn't care, but she's really bobbing her head to this music.
She loves her music. She's really going into Prince. She's a Prince head.
Prince is cool.
She's got her raspberry beret on.
Yeah, I like the music. I like older music. I would be called old soul, probably, is what I was going to say, because I like music that my dad likes. Not like kids in my class who like the TikTok music.
Okay. Yeah, sure, buddy. You're an old soul.
I'm actually probably smart for my age.
Uh-huh. What's 2 + 2?
Well, what's the plus one again?
You're 8 years old.
Get it
together.
Okay. But, yeah, but I know that that Prince is the king of rock and roll. So that's like more cultured. I'm actually
Hey, we're here. We're here. Oh my gosh, did you bring
really
Johanna's
close.
Birthday present?
Yes. It is in this box.
Okay. Just make sure you keep it safe because I put something really special in there for later.
Okay. For
so
us?
Right,
for
Johanna.
It's for Johanna because
it's birthday.
Her birthday.
Oh
and
my
we
God.
Get a gift too. We get a loot bag, right?
I hope so.
I don't really want.
If this is a good party, Johanna throws a good party, so it's gonna be a good party.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Thank you.
Love
you.
She's still singing. She didn't even look at us. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Let's. Shall we?
Let's go. I think I see Johanna there. She's at the door. She's waving us in.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Hi! I'm so excited for you to be here at my birthday party.
Hi, Johanna.
Okay, I have to tell you about my favorite part, okay? We have a clown that's here for my birthday party. I told my mom I wanted Princess Elsa, but it's fine. I'm going to take a clown anyway, but I'm really excited for this clown.
I do. I'm really excited for the clown.
I'm really scared for the clown. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm really scared for the clown. And if you had the option for a princess and you didn't take it, I just have to know why, Johanna. Why?
I mean, it's not like... Well, the thing is, my mom's kind of, like, on a budget right now. I mean, with, the, like, the divorce with her and dad, it's been a little bit tight. And so to do Princess Elsa would have been a little bit out of her budget. But we have a clown, and he's very, very, you know, he's got a little bit of pizzazz. So I'm really hoping that, like, you're going to like it. Don't be afraid of clowns.
It's a budget clown, Lucy. He's a budget clown. Budget clown?
Yeah, budget clowns are okay, I guess. Does he have a lot of makeup on?
Like, he does, but it's not that great. It's kind of crackly. Like, he kind of looks like... Have you seen, like, paint peel off of a wall? Yeah. It's kind of like that.
It's sort of like the paint that's peeling off of the wall of your vestibule here.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, yeah.
Chip it off.
It really kind of does match the aesthetic. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Johanna, this is kind of sad.
Is your mom and dad best friends? Is that what you're saying?
My mom and dad, are they best friends?
They're best friends, and that's why they need to spend money on each other?
No, it's more like they don't like each other at all. Like, dad recently said to mom that, I can't stand the sight of you.
Was she, like, was she dressed up like a ghost or something?
Yeah. I wish, but, like, they were just sitting in the kitchen. He was at the dinner table, and she brought him his dinner, and he just looked at her and said, I can't stand the sight of you, and so.
That's really sad.
That's way different than our mom and dad. Our mom and dad are best friends and love each other a lot.
Yeah, they spank each other. It's weird.
It's weird.
That I don't like it.
Okay. They don't spank each other anymore. They used to do that in front of me a couple times. It was awkward. But you know what? I mean, I think it's going to be... good. I get 2 Christmases now, which is really exciting.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my
like
God.
Double 2 Christmases. Presents, and it's my birthday. I mean,
2 birthdays.
Wow. Maybe 2 clowns then.
2 clowns.
Or maybe one party could be the clown, and I'm going to beg my dad and say, if you love me, you're going to get me Princess Elsa. So we'll do one party with the clown because I know Emmett likes clowns, and then maybe dad will get me Princess Elsa.
Yes. Oh my God, I am so excited for your maybe other birthday party. This is going to be so much fun.
Wow.
So I'm just going to ride out this one and hope that I don't pee my pants when I see this clown.
Honestly, I think you're going to have a great time. Just like don't look him in the eye because like one looks at you and the other one looks off into the distance. So as long as you're not like dead on staring at him or even if you squint a little bit, it's way less scary.
Okay.
Wow, I'm excited for this clown. He sounds funny.
He is really
funny. He's got
funny
eyes.
What he lacks in, like, direct eye contact, he makes up for in pizzazz. I think you're really going to like him.
Pizzazz the discount clown.
Pizzazz the discount clown.
That's his name? Pizzazz the discount clown, eh?
I think he needs to work on his
marketing.
I think
he needs his branding is kind of off.
Funny.
Yeah, pizzazz the discount clown. But anyway, we still
you know what
have,
you're getting.
Yeah, we still have loot bags, though. So no matter what, everybody is leaving with a loot bag.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for the loot bag. Oh, my God.
I love presents.
Anyway, why don't you guys come on in, get settled, and I don't know. I think Pizzazz the Discount Clown might be starting soon.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll just put your birthday present over here.
I have it in my hands here.
Okay.
What is it? Tell me.
It's a box.
I don't want to tell you. We have to wait till you open your presents later.
Okay, fine.
God.
Okay, fine. Are you sure you can't tell me now?
You're so impatient.
It is my birthday.
It is her birthday.
It is my birthday.
So... there's, like, rules at birthdays.
Rules at
you have to abide by the birthday rules, otherwise you get birthday dead. That's what my grandma says.
Birthday dead?
Birthday dead?
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to be dead on my birthday.
All my grandma's friends are dead. They're birthday dead.
Birthday dead.
Because they didn't follow the rules of the birthday. Don't you remember at my birthday party last year, Grandma was like...
That's why she was so mad.
She was like, Lucy, if you don't, you know, wait till... everyone else is here to eat your cake. You're going to be birthday dead because you didn't follow the rules.
Right, right. Grandma has very strict rules about birthdays.
She really does. So, like, you better follow the rules.
You have to be careful.
Oh, my God. This is terrifying.
Our grandma might birthday dead you.
I don't want to be birthday dead. Okay, we'll wait till later.
I would not open this present if I was you. Okay. I think you should probably wait.
Yeah, I think I want to like at least enjoy the rest of the party. So I don't want to be birthday dead. You guys are right. Thank you so much
you're
for looking
miss
out for me.
No problem. Discount clown, if you're birthday dead.
Yeah,
I really can't miss Pizzazz, the discount clown.
I don't want you to miss him, so that's why I'm going to make sure that you follow all of the birthday rules this whole day.
But what are the birthday rules? So what if I commit a birthday like faux pas and I don't even know that I did it? What are the birthday rules?
Well, the first birthday rule is no speaking French, and you just said faux pas.
Oh my god.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You almost birthday died.
I almost birthday died. I didn't get to see the clown, I didn't get to give you guys the loot eggs.
Okay, so the first rule is that you have to always be smiling from ear to ear because it's your birthday.
Like this?
Yeah.
That's bigger. Bigger.
Make it bigger? Like this?
Make it bigger.
Bigger like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look so happy.
She looks really happy.
Janet is so happy.
Her face is stretched like really far.
Yeah, this is the biggest smile I've ever seen.
Yeah. Her eyes are really wide too.
We're having
it's like
a good
they're
time.
Ginormous.
Huge eyes.
Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next rule?
Okay, the next rule is to frown as big as you can all the time. Because birthdays are like waves of emotion. Sometimes you're happy, and then sometimes you're really sad, and then sometimes you're like, did I do everything I wanted to do in my 12th year? And then you realize, no, I'm almost 13. And I gotta figure out how to get a dog soon or else I'm not gonna reach all my goals. Mom and Dad really don't want to get a puppy. So I gotta figure out another way. Anyway, you gotta...
It's a good rule.
Yeah, it's a good rule because you gotta ride all of the emotional waves.
Okay.
It's the human condition.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been worried about losing the currency of my youth. So
it's true.
That is something to be...
Just think about it like this. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna get a dog. You're really happy. And then, oh my God, my dog's dead. And you're really sad.
My dog's dead?
Yeah, might be. On the birthday?
Okay.
Anything can happen at the birthday party.
It's usually
dead.
Birthday dead, dog dead.
If our grandma's right about it, yeah.
I really don't want anybody to die on my birthday, so I'll give you the... Is this a good frown?
Ooh, that's a really good frown.
Really good frown. Okay. That's bigger than the smile.
Yeah, you look like a largemouth bass.
A largemouth bass? How about now?
Probably my favorite.
Now you look like a smiling mouth bass.
Large mouth bass.
Okay. Am I following the rules? Are there any more rules left?
Okay, the final rule is you must not go to the bathroom until midnight.
Oh my God. Is that all of us have to follow that rule or just the birthday? Oh no.
All of us do.
I have to go pee.
Well, you're going to have to hold it.
Or else I'll birthday dead.
You'll be birthday dead.
Is pee and pants okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can pee in pants, but just not in toilet.
Correct.
I can't go to bathroom, but I can pee in pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's allowed to
do that. That's a pretty good rule.
Because there needs to be a little bit of wiggle room with that, because I do have an overactive bladder, as you do know. So
that's true. You do pee yourself every day on the way to school.
Listen, we don't have to talk about that right now on my birthday, okay?
Birthday.
I'm just trying to help you with rules 1 and 2, riding the emotional waves.
Okay. I appreciate that. All right.
Can I do a rule?
Yeah.
Can I come up with a rule?
Yeah.
Okay. Birthday rule number 4. This one's Emmett's birthday rule. You have to always give Emmett a chocolate bar.
Always give Emmett or I'll birthday die.
Or you might birthday die.
If I don't give you a chocolate bar, that's a rule for everybody.
Rule.
If we don't give Emmett a chocolate bar, he might birthday die.
Yeah.
I might birthday die.
Yeah.
Will he birthday die too?
Oh,
no.
God.
He's birthday immortal.
I'm birthday immortal?
Yeah.
Yes.
What yeah.
the heck?
Because he didn't follow any of the rules on his birthday, and he's still here, unless he's a ghost. And that could be possible.
I mean, I'm not a ghost.
You never know.
I don't know if I'm a ghost.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you look kind of see-through.
I look kind of see-through?
Yeah.
On my birthday?
Yeah.
Can it be, like, any type of chocolate bar? Like, I can give you no Henry.
I can do a no Henry.
Oh, Henry? Yeah. Okay.
I can do a no Henry.
Coffee Crisp? How do we feel about Coffee Crisp?
Oh, I feel really good about Coffee Crisp. They make me really vibrate.
Okay.
Very hyper.
Very hyper. Okay, good to know. And what about a bounty? Because my dad really likes the coconut, like, bounty bars.
Okay, I could do that. If a dad likes it, I like it.
Oh, you're really, like, you're, like...
One day he wants to be a dad. The bar's,
like, low, low.
My goal is to be my dad.
Yeah.
When he went his dad for Halloween. I went my dad for Halloween.
You went as your dad for Halloween?
Yeah.
Really good costume.
Yeah.
I wore his clothes.
No way.
They were really big on him.
That was really good. I almost hit puberty.
Okay.
It was close.
But we
dodged that bullet. So, when is the clown coming?
I mean, like, he should be ready to go anytime. So, why don't I get you, like, did you have a preference of chocolate bar that I need to give you? Or we're just going to take whatever?
What's the one you said, the one with the O in it?
The O. Henry?
Yeah.
O. Henry. Okay, I'll get you an O. Henry. Meanwhile, why don't you guys go into the other room, because I think Pizzazz the Discount Clown is ready to go.
Yay, Pizzazz the Discount Clown!
Pizzazz the Discount Clown!
Excuse me.
Oh.
Is this Miss Johanna's birthday?
It's me, I'm Joanna, it's my birthday!
Yay. Oh, hello, sweetheart, I'm Pizzazz. The budget birthday clown, here to entertain you and all of your friends.
We're her friends.
That's us.
That's us.
We're your friends.
Oh, hello, children.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Pizzazz.
Hi.
Hi, Pizzazz.
Hi, is there anywhere I could place my walker?
Yeah, sure. If you want to just, like, put it, I can take it. We'll put it on the other side of the living room.
Whoa, oh, you just ripped that right out from under Pizzazz's arms. And she kind of toppled over.
I'm okay. I had 6 hip replacements. I'm all good, sweetheart. Thank you.
So funny. Pizzazz is so funny.
6 hip replacements. That's crazy.
Oh, I'm glad I'm making you laugh already. I have to apologize. It was originally supposed to be my grandson, Frankie the Fantastic, who was supposed to be here at your birthday party, but he stole all of our business money and headed off to Tulum.
To Tulum?
Tulum. Yes.
Tulum. Is that by the Home Depot?
Oh, I'm sure there's a Home Depot near it.
I like Home Depot.
Yes.
They have the sales.
Home Depot's pretty good. Do you like Home Depot, Pizzazz?
I love a Home Depot. I just love to walk around and explore and smell the sawdust when I used to be able to smell.
Oh,
you can't smell?
That is so funny.
I can't smell.
What a good clown joke. It's part of the act, right?
Yes. I have to apologize again, dear. I can no longer wear a red nose. My nose has shrunk over time.
Oh.
And so it just can't hold the weight of the red nose.
Like, with magic, did it shrink? Like, did Frankie shrink it?
Oh, no, it's a symptom of my 18 heart attacks.
18 heart attacks?
18 heart attacks, yes.
Wow.
Yes, and you know why I had those 18 heart attacks?
Why?
Because I'm scared of clowns.
Oh,
every
no!
time I looked in the mirror, I had a heart attack. I had to remove all the mirrors.
Oh my gosh. My house.
So if my makeup looks a little not pizzazzy enough for you, that's why I had to guess where everything went.
You do have, like, a lot of red just on your jawline over here. And then you've got, like, giant circles that take up the majority of the top half of your head that I guess are supposed to be, like, eyes.
Yeah, it's called contouring, dear. Contouring.
Oh.
Yes.
What's contouring?
You can manipulate how your face looks with makeup. I heard about it on something called Tiki-Talkie.
Tiki-Talkie, yes.
I know that thing.
She is talking about TikTok.
Yes.
Look, Johanna, you got a really old clown here. She's like 1,000.
Well, I'm 89. Maybe 100.
Oh, no.
I stopped counting. But between those ages.
It's pretty old. It's pretty old. Okay, well, clown, can you do like a trick or something?
I have balloon animals.
Yay!
I love balloon animals!
How about a balloon animal for the birthday girl?
Yes.
Okay.
What can you do? What kind of animals can we do?
Well, I don't have a full lung anymore.
Oh, no.
I can blow you an egg.
You have 2 half lungs?
Yeah. do have lungs.
You don't have one full lung?
Yeah, they were going to remove the one, but then they just decided to.
They just took
to...
half from each?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. Oh, okay.
That's an interesting procedure.
New technique.
Does that feel good?
No.
Right.
No.
Breathing is...
What does it feel like?
Feels like you're breathing with two half lungs.
Right.
I don't know what that feels like. Describe it to me. I want to know.
I can't do it.
Okay. It feels like you once had the strength to create magic with your mouth.
Okay.
Wow, I've heard mom say that.
Right.
She creates magic with her mouth when she and dad are hanging out.
Yeah.
And then she told me to go back to bed.
She also said, she said that dad creates magic. I can't remember with what, though.
Oh.
And then she told me to go back to bed.
Yeah. They're always doing magic when we're asleep. It's weird. You'd think they would do magic like when we're awake so
I
we could see
magic.
It.
I love magic. Yeah.
I love magic too.
Are you a magician, Pizzazz?
Of course.
Can you do some magic?
I can do some magic. Here. Pick a card.
Okay.
If I'm going to guess it's an ace.
Nope.
It wasn't today.
Nope. Okay. It is a club.
Oh, that's a really good. That's you got
it's
it.
A club.
It's a club. Okay.
Wow. She's really good.
She's really good.
Put how did you do that?
Okay.
Well, they're
can
all
can you tell
clubs.
Us the truth?
She got us.
I told you with the ace at first. It was never going to be an ace,
no
darling.
Aces. Oh, it's like it's like you're like grounding yourself
I'm
like, to be humble
myself.
First.
You have to be prepared as a clown for whatever might come your way.
It's true. You gotta be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the balloon animals?
Yeah. What can you do?
Oh,
other than the egg. Anything else but like an egg?
Baseball?
A baseball?
Yeah.
What about like an octopus? Can you do an octopus?
Oh, I once was able to do octopuses when I used to be able to do magic with my mouth, but I can only blow about 10% of a balloon now, darling.
It's small. That's a small balloon.
That's a little balloon.
Yes.
Do you know Olaf from Frozen?
Olaf?
From Frozen?
From Frozen.
He's a snowman.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a snowman who can talk.
What?
Yep. He's really, really funny.
Oh, my goodness. Is he single?
Yes. I think so.
Oh my goodness!
I think he could be in love with Princess Elsa, but Princess Elsa is far too good for Olaf.
She absolutely is far too good for Olaf. He's more like a sidekick, but he is really, really funny, and he's a snowman who talks. I know Emmett already said that, but like, I really need to drive that home for you.
Most snowmen don't talk.
They don't. You know what I could do for you, sweetheart? I have enough strength in my half lungs to build you your own Olaf. I just have to blow 3 circular balloons.
Yay!
I would be so happy. Oh my gosh, that's like getting both birthday wishes together. I do get Frozen at my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You're
frozen
so
birthday
smart.
Party.
Yes. Good job, Emmett.
Yes, I love Frozen.
Yes.
There's a song in Frozen about snowmen. I think it's about Olaf. It's called Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Could you sing that for us?
Oh, how sweet. Okay. I'm going to do a little improv because I haven't seen the moving picture, but I'll try my best.
Have you seen any moving pictures, or is that like a new concept to you?
It's a very new concept, dear. Very new concept. And also, I'm Pizzazz, the budget clown.
Right.
Okay, I can't afford to go to the talkies.
You can only afford... Still pictures.
She stands pictures. Outside of the movie cinema and stares at the posters.
Yes.
Yeah. It's about as far as that goes.
It's called...
Do You Want to Building Snow...
Do
build
You
a
Want
snowman.
To Build a Snowman. Okay. Here we go. A 5, a 6, a 7, and an 8. Snowmen. Do you like them? Do you want to build one? Do you want to go to Home Depot and buy some items to build a snowman with me? Ta-da!
That was pretty close.
Wow.
I think it was the same song.
I like the addition of Home Depot.
Yes. You made it very special by putting Home Depot in there. Yeah. Oh.
Was that was for us, touch. For yeah. Johanna's really birthday, because yeah. Johanna loves Home Depot so much.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The best.
I think she said that.
Yeah. Yes. My favorite Home Depots are the ones that have a Subway in them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So you can sometimes they have a Harvey's.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Get yourself a
that's
dog.
That's so smart.
Yes.
It's so smart to have food and hardware in the same building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because you get hungry when you're picking up all that wood and stuff.
Yep, the sawdust in the air just makes you hungry.
That's what my dad says. And then, sometimes he'll tell my mom it's going to be at least 2 to 3 hours at Home Depot, and he'll go. Mm-hmm. He'll go and he won't come back for hours. And we're like, where's dad? Mom's like, at Home Depot, I guess. And then sometimes he'll come home and he'll bring me a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie from Subway. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't know if you guys have had one of those before, but they are delectable.
They're pretty good.
They're really good.
They're pretty good.
They're one of the best cookies.
Hey, don't forget about the birthday rules so you don't become birthday dead.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Pizzazz, have you ever followed the birthday rules?
No, I didn't even know there were birthday rules.
That's why you're like this, probably.
Yeah.
It's probably why all these terrible things have happened to you, because of you probably should start following the birthday rules.
I just found out about them today.
Okay, so. All right. They're really important.
That's why she's so healthy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what are the birthday rules?
Well, first, you gotta smile all the time. Okay. Then you gotta frown all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you have to give Emmett a chocolate bar.
But there was a third rule.
There was a third rule. Yep.
What was the third rule?
I think, okay, so I spoke French and you said you can't speak French. And then you're like, just kidding. So.
Right. So one of the rules was a joke.
Yeah.
But there had to have been
another third rule.
Because mine was rule number 4, and that doesn't count joke rules usually.
And maybe rule number 3 was that you have to ride the emotional wave all the time.
Oh, every day, dear. Every day.
What makes you emotional, Pizzazz?
Oh, so many things. My grandson. I love him, even though he stole all my money.
Right.
Oh. But I still love him.
Frankie, that does seem like an emotional roller coaster kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have to love him because he's your grandson.
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
he's a no good for nothing.
Yes, that too. That too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Relationships are complex.
Aren't they?
Emmett is. My name is Emmett.
My name is Lucy.
And my name is Johanna. I'm the birthday girl.
Okay. I can't guarantee I'll remember all those names. Those are quite a lot of names for old Pizzazz to remember, but I'll try my darndest.
What's your favorite name?
Out of the three of you, or just in general?
Pick one of us.
And remember that my mom is paying you.
Oh, then it's yours, dear. It's yours. Oh.
Yay!
Damn it. I like mine the best.
I like mine the best. Aw.
Well.
Kind of a bummer.
What can you do?
Mine's the best, guys. I'm so sorry.
Right, I mean,
it's my birthday.
Yep.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's your birthday.
Yep. Yes. That's true. Yep.
Well, Pizzazz, is there anything else that you could do? Because, birthday girl here, she's getting kind of frowny.
I'm still waiting for my snowman balloon.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right, dear. All right. Hang on a second. Let me reach into my bag.
What a strange-looking bag.
She's reaching so slowly and so gingerly. Like, all of her bones might break if you blow on them.
These balloons are heavy.
The bag looks like it's made out of paper.
It is, son.
It's a paper bag?
It is a paper bag. I remember, on a budget.
Right.
When you've lived through the Great Depression.
What the heck is that?
You gotta keep yourself on a budget.
What is the Great Depression?
The Great Depression. Oh, my children don't know about the Great Depression?
We're gonna have to take a break real quick and find out about the Great Depression later. So hang tight, everyone.
What a cliffhanger.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that, everyone. We thought we saw Mom in the window driving up, but it turns out it was just a lady that looks like Mom, and she had some sort of a weird kangaroo with her. I'm not really sure what that was about, but we got really distracted. Anyway, Pizzazz, you were saying?
Oh, sorry. The lady with the kangaroo really scared me and gave me another heart attack.
Oh no.
It's okay. I've gotten used to them now.
You're pretty good at handling heart attacks.
I know how to handle it now. Yes, dear.
Cool.
So, as I was saying, as I was pulling out the last part of your snowman balloon, dear.
No, take your time.
The Great Depression was great.
It sounds so
It was
great.
It was my favorite era to live through, actually.
They don't call it great for nothing. So
they don't call it great for nothing, no. Great Depression, Great War, etc.
Great time at Johanna's birthday party.
Yes.
Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
I love that band.
They're so good.
Great Lakes.
Yep.
Great time at Johanna's birthday
great
party.
Yeah. Great Pizzazz, the Great Discount Clown.
Oh. Yeah. You're making me blush.
Yeah, and wow. Your face is really red.
It's really red. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm feeling great.
It looks like all the blood is rushing to your head and a little's coming out of your tear ducts.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Now that is
a symptom of the heart attack.
Now that I think about it, I think Olaf was only like a two-ball snowman. Oh. So I don't want you to...
You should probably put one of those balls back.
Yeah,
you take the air back in.
Okay.
Bring it back in.
Yeah. Okay. It you know what, dear? It takes me a lot longer to suck the air out than to put it back in.
Oh.
So I'm going to be a little bit.
Okay. Well.
What should we do while we wait?
I guess.
I remember the third rule.
Oh, what was it?
Pee-pee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bathrooms.
You can't go to the bathroom.
You can't go pee-pee at the bathroom.
You can't go pee-pee?
No.
You can in your pants.
Oh, well, it's okay. I have a catheter.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
What?
Oh, you don't know what a catheter is?
No.
I think we have an ant catheter.
Oh.
Yeah, ant catheter.
Aren't those baby cows?
I'm no farmer, but I don't think so, do you know? A catheter is when you can no longer hold your pee inside of you. So your doctor inserts a long tube into your parts, and then it connects to a bag, a beautiful, beautiful little handbag of your choosing that you get to carry around with you wherever you go. It's like your own personal mobile lemonade stand.
Wow. That sounds awesome. I want one of those.
Oh, you should. Oh, yes. It'll change your life. You'll save so much time not going to the bathroom.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh,
perfect. I hate going to the bathroom. I usually just do it in my bed.
And I pee my pants on the way to school every day, so I should talk to my doctor about getting a catheter.
That's a really good idea. Thanks, Pizzazz.
Oh, you're welcome.
You'll never birthday die if you get a catheter.
That's
right,
true.
Yeah, you can just bypass all the rules.
Wow. Yeah. She's been playing by the rules the whole time.
Except for the smiling sad thing.
I think that's
probably with the heart attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you didn't give me a chocolate bar any of your birthdays, as far as I know.
I didn't what?
Well, that's the fourth rule. You have to give me a chocolate bar on your birthday or else your birthday dies. So that's probably why you had a heart attack.
Yes, probably. Yes. I'm so sorry, dear.
Everyone's
I'm so sorry.
A chocolate bar.
But I do have good news. Your little snowman is done.
Yay! Oh, my gosh! Yay! Kind of like Olaf, but I don't want you to have another heart attack. So this is great.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you like it.
Does it talk?
Does it talk?
Of course it talks.
What does it say?
Okay.
It says, do you want to go to Home Depot with me?
Olaf.
Oh, my God. Pizzazz is dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What? Wait. Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Just dead.
I said that as a joke, and then she literally just fell over and crumpled onto the floor. So maybe we should take a break. See if Pizzazz is okay.
Okay. Do you think, what the heck is going on?
I don't know. This is a crazy birthday party. Okay, we'll be right back.
Wow. That was so exciting. I liked Pizzazz a lot. I'm sad that she's dead. That was not what I was expecting, but it really is probably better for her.
I think she was really struggling to breathe at the end there. Yeah. I think she used her last couple of breaths on the balloons.
Yeah. That's actually so awesome. Her last life essence is within Olaf, the frozen snowman.
How do you feel about that, Johanna?
I am finding it very easy to adhere to the birthday rules because it's quite a roller coaster of emotions, and I am riding the high. I'm like so so happy that I got Olaf at my birthday, but I'm really sad because it means that Pizzazz died in order for me to have it. And it's a lot to take in. And, like, it just kind of reminds me that life is not permanent, because even Olaf's gonna deflate soon, so
and all of Pizzazz's breath is just gonna be gone.
The final essence of Pizzazz will just return to the world.
So I mean, I'm not too worried about it because her breath smelled like salami.
It really did. It was a little atrocious. But I mean, we still have to have cake, so
I love cake.
Oh my god, yes, we have to have cake.
I actually have to have cake too.
Okay. Actually, cake is one of my favorite things.
Yep. Okay. Probably my favorite thing.
Yeah. And actually, we should have your cake now.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else coming to the birthday?
I don't know. I think.
Did you invite anyone else, or are we your only friends, Johanna? Which is fine, because I mean, I have a lot of best friends, and probably you're my best friend. But, like, it's just me and Lucy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more cake for us, right? More loot bags for us, right?
Yeah. I mean, my mom invited Tiffany and Carlos and Wanda, but I think only Carol RSVP'd yes, but she said she'd be late. She's coming from gymnastics, so
okay.
So there'll be three people.
So I guess we should wait for Carol for cake.
Yeah.
I don't love Carol.
I don't love Carol either. Carol kind of hurts my feelings sometimes. Yeah. She told me I had a fat head. It was mean.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
I've never seen Carol be mean to you guys ever.
Well, she does it in secret. She writes me little notes, and then she whispers to me while I fall asleep at recess.
Mm-hmm. She told me I would never be my dad.
She told me that if I wanted to go lick a flagpole, that I should and stay there for life.
Yep.
Are you guys sure we're talking about the same Carol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carol Baskin? No, that's not her name. That's from a TV show.
That's from, like, that Tiger show. Tiger King. I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
Oh, I wasn't either, but I watched it in secret.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I love doing things in secret.
Oh, like this podcast?
We're recording a podcast in secret.
This is a secret podcast.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
This whole time?
Yep.
Does your mom know?
No, don't tell her.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm super good at keeping secrets.
Oh, you better be.
I'm super good. But I didn't know Carol bullied you guys this whole time. You should have told me. I wouldn't have.
I'd call it bullying. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just demeans
us. She's pretty
us.
Mean.
She's just, yeah. Like.
Oh my god.
Is that the door?
It's the door.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Okay, yeah. Oh gosh.
You guys are here.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol!
Johanna, you didn't tell me that Emmett and Lucy were going to be here.
Well, yeah, they're like my other best friends. It's like, it's really like you, Emmett, and Lucy. And then I did invite Tiffany and I invited Carlos. It doesn't matter. Like, you guys are here and it's my birthday and I'm so excited for you to be here.
Yeah, we are too. You missed it. There was a clown.
You missed the clown.
She died, but it was great.
She died. It was great.
Oh my God.
Do you see the Olaf Frozen over there?
What is that? That looks like just some really sad latex.
Well, actually, it is two balloons that contain the final life force of a dead clown. And it's a talking snowman also. So you probably wouldn't even get it.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Excuse me? I get everything and... Sorry, why does it smell like salami in here?
That's Pizzazz.
It's Pizzazz's breath.
Some of her essences are still kind of like leaving her body, so.
Ew.
She's over in the kitchen. She's just lying on the floor.
Anyway.
You can go see her if you want.
Yeah.
She's a clown.
Yeah, Carol.
Was a clown.
Go and look at her.
Go look at her, Carol.
I don't want to, okay?
Oh, you're just too scared.
I'm not scared, okay? You're scared.
You're scared.
Okay. Nobody is scared of the clown.
I'm scared. I am. I'm going to be honest. I am scared.
Of the clown or like...
A lot of things. The clown, yeah. Death at this point. Birthday death.
Yep.
Birthday death is pretty scary.
I've been holding in pee for a really long time.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. This is.
Mom would be proud.
Yeah, this is actually, this is new for me. Usually I would have peed my pants.
Yeah, your record is like 25 minutes, so.
Yeah.
I leaked like a little bit when Pizzazz died, but that was from being scared.
Well, yeah, it was scary. It was a scary time.
It was very scary.
Yeah.
So we're all scared. It's fine.
Wait. So let me get this straight. It smells like salami. You all are peeing your pants. And there's like no decor. Like there's not even any decorations that are set up. Like what kind of party is this?
We showed you Olaf.
Olaf from Frozen.
Carol, you know my mom is on a budget. We talked about this. I thought you were going to be cool.
My mom's on a budget too, you know. She's on her third divorce.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot of divorces.
I want that many divorces.
Wow.
Divorce.
I want to be a dad when I grow up.
Yeah, me too.
Emmett, you need to stop trying to be like your dad, okay? It's super creepy.
Carol, that's really mean. Why would you say that?
I love my dad. He's not just, creepy at all.
He's just a little boy.
He went as his dad for Halloween, Carol. Come on.
You should see me. Yeah. That was so
he
cool.
He loves his dad.
He's really cool.
Yeah, but he's like, how old are you again?
I am 7 or 8.
Eight.
You're 8. Seven
Come
or
on,
8 years
get it
old.
Together. I'm 8 years old.
All you do are wear sweater vests. And you've had that fake mustache plastered on your face for a whole entire year, okay? It's weird.
Carol!
Carol, you're honestly being so mean.
Is your blood sugar low?
Maybe.
It's almost time for cake. Maybe we should go get cake, yeah, Carol.
Cake. Let's have cake, Carol.
Okay, at least there's one good thing.
My goodness. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johanna. Happy birthday to you.
And many more on channel 4, on channel 2, it's 22, on channel 10, a big fat hen, on channel 9, is chicken time, on channel 20, is Snubber's head. On channel 7, you go to heaven, on channel dead, you go to dead.
Birthday Yay! Dead. Yay!
Okay, guys, I'm going to make a wish, and I'm gonna blow.
Say it out loud.
No, but if she says it out loud, it won't come true.
But I really would like to hear it, is the thing.
It's a little selfish, Emmett.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand that. I'm working on myself.
Okay.
Carol has told me some things about myself that I've really taken some time to reflect on.
I can tell you more things, too, if you want.
Well,
careful! I need a little bit more time, Carol. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Process that.
I'm just a little boy.
How about this, you guys? Okay, since it's just us here, if you pinky promise that you will not tell anybody outside this room what I wish for my birthday, I will tell you before I blow out the candles.
Okay.
Okay.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Okay. Carol, pinky swear.
Oh, my God. I'm crossing my other hand, though.
Carol, uncross it.
I can't. Carol. I can't physically do it.
Well, then I can't tell you.
You know that I tell everybody everything at school.
It is my birthday, and I want you to uncross your fingers right now.
It's her birthday. It is her birthday.
It's her birthday.
For my birthday, Carol, since your mom is on a budget and didn't bring me a gift, uncross your fingers.
Uncross your fingers.
Fine.
Okay.
Good.
Pinky swears.
Uncross your other fingers, too.
Yeah, Carol.
And your toes.
Okay, okay.
Hands up.
And your
eyes.
Everything is uncrossed.
Thank you. That's a really great birthday gift, Carol. I really appreciate it.
Uncross that attitude.
Wow, Emmett.
Okay, do you guys want to hear the secret or not?
Yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not usually this aggressive. It's just Carol brings out the worst.
We're going to have cake in a minute. Everybody, you are not you when you're hangry. I heard that on a Snickers commercial. And so once I blow up the candle, we'll cut up the cake. Everyone's going to have something. Our blood sugar will be settled. I don't know how that works because I don't know much more than Carol's got low blood sugar and sometimes she's have juice. So
right.
I'm going to tell you what the secret is. We've all pinky promised Carol's uncrossed all her fingies and all her toes. So
all her fingies.
All of the fingies. Fingies up, Carol. Okay. So for my birthday wish, I've learned a lot today. A lot about the ebb and flow of life. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I'm going to wish for my birthday is that I wish Pizzazz the Clown was still alive.
That's a big wish.
Oh, that's
wish.
So good. Yeah. That's such a good wish.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what you wished for? What a waste of a wish.
Come on,
Carol. But you have a pizzazz. You actually like.
You have like pizzazz.
So cool.
I'm sorry, a sad old clown. There's nothing more pathetic than that.
Oh, Carol, you're being a turd.
Wow, Lucy, language. That's language.
Lucy. Fine, you're being a poop. Whatever.
That's true.
A little bit better. Yeah, you are kind of being a poop.
You are being
Carol.
A little bit of a poop. Little bit you have to poop. Admit that.
Wow. I feel so unwelcomed here right now, and I don't know what I've done to any of you to deserve this kind of treatment. You were all disinvited from my birthday in March, and my birthday in June, and my birthday in September.
Honey, you have 3 birthdays.
That's a lot of birthdays.
Yeah.
My mom lost my birth certificate, so we just take a lot of guesses.
Oh, okay, fine, Carol. You can go if you want. You don't get to see me blow out the candle, and you don't get a piece of cake. So enjoy your blow blood sugar after your gymnastics.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Carol. Do you really want 2 deaths on your hand? Give me a piece of cake now.
Only if you stop with the attitude.
Fine, but only because my life depends on that piece of cake.
Thank you.
Wow, that is so good. What a silver lining. To fix people's attitudes, you just need to threaten them with death.
Yeah.
That's really nice to know.
Now we know.
It's pretty easy,
actually. We know how to fix people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... I wish Pizzazz the Discount Clown never died.
Yay!
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 Okay, everybody have a slice. Carol, if you promise to stop with the attitude, I will give you your slice first.
Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a really big slice.
Wow, that was like half the cake.
I need it to live, okay?
Right. She does
I
need it to live. I don't want her to go and, you know.
It's really only fair.
She takes a danger nap sometimes, so we just need to make sure that doesn't happen. So here is a slice for you.
Thanks.
And one for you, Emmett. Here you go.
Thank you. It's so beautiful. This is the best piece of cake I've ever had. Thank you. You're my best friend, Johanna.
That's why so does this nice, taste Emma? Like it's like metal?
Metal.
Yeah, it tastes like metal.
Wait.
Yeah.
It tastes like pennies.
Ew, it does taste like pennies.
Right. It's got a little bit of that you know when you like when your tongue is bleeding.
Yeah. Like when you bite your tongue and you taste pennies.
Because
your tongue's bleeding.
Yeah.
I love it. Tastes delicious to me.
You love it.
I love the taste.
That's so interesting. Yes. You like the taste of pennies.
I do love the taste of pennies, Emmett.
That's so interesting. I'm not judging you, Carol.
Sounds like you're judging me, Emmett. Sounds like you're judging me.
I'm not judging you, Carol. Now I'm judging you.
Okay, I think it's maybe time to open some of my presents.
There's only one.
There's just one because Carol didn't bring any.
And I don't know if your parents got you anything.
I think the party is my present.
Right, the budget clown.
The budget clown. Dad was going to get me something from Home Depot, but Mom says I'm not allowed to use any, tools,
power
really.
Tools.
Yeah, no power tools.
I'm not
They're
either.
Dangerous.
Not until
They're
I'm dangerous. 10 years old.
Yeah,
you got 2 years to go.
Yep.
I can't do anything.
But you're 12.
I know.
You could probably use a power tool.
That's what I said.
We should go get one.
Let's go get a power tool out of your garage.
That could be one. You could have a second birthday present.
Yeah.
I think I deserve it.
You deserve a second birthday. It is your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the meantime, can I open your guys' present?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in this box.
Here you
in
go.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, sounds a little expensive. Okay. I'm going to unwrap
careful.
It. Oh. My God, this is the best gift ever!
Yay!
Oh my gosh, you guys know how much I love Frozen.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, this is Snow White, but it's still in the Disney universe,
Snow
and
White
I
from Frozen.
Do
Snow White.
Yeah,
Elsa's
it's
mom.
It's okay.
Right?
It's okay. Elsa's mom was Snow White.
I think so. I'm pretty sure because of the snow.
Yeah.
Oh my
I think
God.
So.
So we thought maybe you would like that. But I also put like a little extra thing in there for you. So
what
look
else?
At the, look at the bottom.
Okay. What is it?
It's a bringer back to lifer.
We made it.
It's like you can use it one time to bring someone back to life.
It's resurrection.
No
it's
way.
It's a resurrection stone. It's out of a cemetery.
Yep. No
cemetery.
We did a seance one time.
We did. Really? So we brought people back to life
before. We've done this before.
Yeah. So...
So we actually know a little bit about what
we
we're
doing. Okay. A little bit about it.
You guys didn't seem like super surprised when Pizzazz died, and I was kind of concerned that...
We have a lot of experience with
this. Okay.
We do.
Wow.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We brought it just in case you got birthday dead.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would be kind of nice to bring you back to life in case you... But actually, you've been following the rules way better than we expected.
Really, really well. Because we
talked about it before.
Yeah.
I only leaked a little bit, and I've been really writing this.
But that's allowed. You're allowed. Right? That's allowed.
As long as it's not in... I don't actually go to the bathroom, right?
As long as you go
pee-pee
in the toilet.
Yeah. Did you know about the birthday rules?
Obviously. Everybody knows about the birthday rules.
Okay, Carol. What are the birthday rules then?
You have to frown and smile... Yeah. Consistently. Uh-huh. You have to give Emmett a chocolate bar, which here, Emmett, go catch this Cadbury.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll be right back, guys. She threw it really far.
She threw it really far.
Pitcher. I do baseball, okay? Anyways.
Okay.
You can't pee in a toilet, which is why I haven't drank anything the past week.
Whoa.
In a week?
In a week, I haven't drank anything.
How are you not dead? Like, there's a lot... happening here. You're low blood sugar and you're not drinking anything.
Lucy, as long as I keep my blood sugar okay, I'm fine. I don't need to drink like the rest of you.
Oh my gosh.
Does your mom like look after you at all?
Sometimes.
Okay.
She has a very busy job, okay, as a pharmaceutical rep.
A pharmaceutical rep?
A pharmaceutical rep.
Pharmaceutical rep.
Yes.
Is that like...
That's impressive.
Is that like a guy who looks after the cows? That's what we were talking about before? The cows?
Emmett, obviously...
Farmer?
Yeah, pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceutical.
Is that what we're talking about?
Emmett, obviously a pharmaceutical rep sells soups that come with medication already in them.
Oh. Wow.
Obviously.
Like, Carol, not everyone knows this stuff.
Everybody knows Tylenol. This is just... common
Like kid flavored Tylenol. It's flavored like kids.
Yes.
What?
Emmett's teddy bear eats a lot of it, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, you still sleep with a teddy bear, Emmett?
He lives under the bed.
I'm
too old for the teddy bear. He actually lives under the bed.
Yeah.
I bet your daddy still sleeps with a teddy bear, too.
Take that back.
I can't. Here's another chocolate bar, Emmett.
Oh my God.
Go chase it.
Okay, let's see if we could bring back old clowny.
Pizzazz. That's like so crazy that you guys fulfilled my birthday wish too. Like I a resurrection stone.
Yeah.
So how do we use it? How do we bring her back?
Okay, well let's go to the kitchen, Carol, if you're not too scared.
No, I'm not scared.
Not at all?
No.
Have you witnessed a resurrection before? They're actually pretty scary.
They're very scary.
I have. Yeah? Yeah, I have, Emmett. Okay? I have.
Okay.
Many times.
Okay, cool. I wouldn't expect that of you. You're a gymnast baseball player.
Yeah, and that's not my whole life, okay? I have days off from my curricular activities.
And so you witness resurrection?
Yeah, and I participate in resurrections.
That's pretty cool.
I've seen everything from like a hamster being resurrected to like a dead president.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Dead president.
Yes.
Which one? Of America?
Obviously.
Okay.
We're not American.
Yeah.
We're not American. No, we don't have presidents here. We can't resurrect our prime ministers.
You can't resurrect a prime minister?
No.
It's only presidents.
It's because of the voting system here.
Right, yeah. Because of the terms of voting, you can't rerun. Yeah.
Carol, your logic is defying my understanding of planet Earth. But I feel like Johanna had something to say.
Yes.
Well,
it's her birthday.
Yeah, you guys, it is my birthday. Please stop fighting on my birthday. Yeah.
Sorry.
So...
it sounds to me like I'm the only person in the room who has never performed a resurrection before, and I really, really think today of all days should be the day that we do this. So can we please go into the other room and resurrect that rickety old discount clown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Love a good resurrection.
You're gonna love this, Johanna.
Okay, cool. So, what do the instructions say?
The instructions say... Oh my gosh. Okay, so... Place the stone on the deceased's forehead and...
Okay.
And then step two, you stand in a circle and hold hands.
Oh, I don't want to hold Carol's hand.
Guys, you don't have to.
Hold my foot, Lucy.
You can't hold foot. The instruction doesn't say hold foot. It says hold. Thank you, Emmett.
Yeah. Rules are clear.
The rules are very clear. Fine. I'm standing over here.
If we can follow the birthday rules, we can follow the resurrection rules. Okay? Fine. It's very simple.
I'll hold Carol's hand.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, you would, Carol, I'll hold your other hand. I know Lucy doesn't want to hold your hand. Whatever. Anyway, so place the stone on the deceased's head, hold hands, and repeat after me.
Okay. Make it short.
Make it short, because I tried this one time and I forgot that they had to repeat it. So
I'm not great at remembering things, so it's hard for me. Just do a little bit at a time.
Okay.
All right, it's on his forehead.
So on Pizzazz's forehead, we're all good to go. We're holding hands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carol's hand feels nice.
Thank you.
Emmett, that's really nice of you to say.
I'm just trying to form a bond. It's your birthday, so I want to be friends with your friends.
Birthday bond.
Because I feel like Carol might be my best friend.
What? Oh, you said what a twist, Emmett.
You are my best friend, Johanna.
And Carol?
Yeah. And Lucy's my super best friend.
Wow.
She got demoted recently.
I got demoted.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we can have more than best friends. Anyway. And more than one best friend. Anyway.
Yep.
So... On the head, we place this stone to bring back life to flesh and bone.
On the head, we place this stone to bring back life to flesh and bone.
Emmett, if we could try and do it like close to the same like tempo, I'm loving that you're like really, really... like digging into these words, but let's try it at the same tempo, okay?
Okay, do we have to restart?
One more time.
Okay.
One more time. I think we can do it
this time. Let's do it.
On the head, we place this stone.
We place this stone.
To bring back life to flesh and bone.
You can do it, Emmett.
One more time. Because you have to say this like.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah, you gotta, with your whole.
Like frozen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
On the head we place this stone to bring back life to flesh and bone.
It's my
working.
Goodness.
It's working.
It's working.
Oh my goodness.
She's moving.
Oh.
Very she's slowly, oozing but I everywhere. Don't think
that's different.
Oh, hello, children.
Pizzazz! Carol, this is Pizzazz.
Grandma? Oh, Carol, sweetheart, yes, it's me.
Whoa.
Oh my God, Grandma, I didn't know that you were still clowning.
Carol, are you a clown too?
Carol, is that why you didn't want to look at her earlier?
Look, don't tell anybody at school, okay? But I come from a long line of clowns.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, and this is my grandma.
That's so cool.
And I can't believe you guys killed her.
We didn't kill her.
It was her 19th heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Sweetheart.
Heart attack, yeah, I think it was the heart attack.
Don't maybe worry. More. These are the best children I've ever met in my life. No offense.
Wow.
Thanks, Pizzazz.
Thanks, Pizzazz.
So
you're just saying we're better than Carol?
Oh, by and large, dear, by and large.
I agree. Wow. I agree, yeah.
Yeah, I agree, too. Carol's really mean. Sorry, Pizzazz. Yeah. I know she's your granddaughter, but, like, wow, she can be a real fucking bitch.
It's okay. I agree. F her. F you, Carol.
I don't use that word a lot. You got to know that, Pizzazz. But she's mean.
I get it, dear. I get it. She's tried to pull the plug on me a few times.
God, Carol.
Wow. Carol, that's awful.
I was trying to help my mom with like insurance money, okay? I was just trying to be a good daughter.
That's awful, Carol.
I don't, that is so bad.
Yeah, that's, I don't like, I think that's sinister.
Like, I knew you were a bully, but it, like, that's...
Bullying the elderly is so bad.
It's really bad.
You can bully vulnerable, but don't bully the elderly.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You're telling me how I can interact with my own grandmother, Emmett? Why don't you worry about how you interact with your father, okay?
I love my father. I feel like we have a really, really nice relationship.
And I love my grandmama, but when it's your time, it's your time.
Okay, but it's not your time. Yeah, if you get to, you can't just go, you can't tell anyone else it's your time. That you could go to jail for that.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, dear. It's okay. It's been my time for a long time. And as one last gift before I depart this earth, I'd
wait,
like to give you...
Wait, you're leaving again?
Yes.
We wasted our resurrection
on you? No, but it's worth
it. It wasn't a waste. This is a nice conversation.
It's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it. Because I have a birthday gift for you, dear.
I get two birthday gifts! Yes. Other than Carol's, I'm crossing her fingers, which I appreciate.
And the power tool. We could take a power tool.
Oh, yeah, we could take a power tool. Yeah, and the power tool. We're going to take a power
tool. It's basically your fifth birthday gift.
Well, dear, you don't have to worry about taking a power tool. You can buy your own with this $50 Home Depot gift card!
Yay! This is the best birthday ever! I can buy my own power tool!
That's so great.
Can I use it at Subway after?
Oh, dear. You can spend it on whatever you want at Home Depot, but only Home Depot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but still.
That's basically everything you need. Yes.
That's everything you need.
They have white chocolate macadamia nut cookies,
sawdust,
and then the power tools. There's got to be at least $50 worth of things in those things.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, with friends like you, this already deflating balloon animal of Olaf.
Can you top that up?
Yeah, I got a little more. Oh,
you think you could probably top before you pass away again? Do you mind topping that up?
This might be my final act, but I'll do it if that's what you really want. Idea.
Just because it's her birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
This is my birthday.
Can you put the latex to my lips? I don't know if I can hold.
Okay, I'll pick it up. Don't touch my fingers with your lips, though. They're a little, little flaky.
They're, like, falling off.
Really gross.
I don't
know.
Right.
Here. Can I just say something before I before I go? Carol, I've always loved you.
Oh.
I always will love you.
Oh.
And you better be nice to these children.
Especially Emmett.
Especially Emmett.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Grandma, okay, I will be nice to them, all right?
Aww.
We'll be best friends. I'm going to stop trying to pull the plug on elderly people, and I feel like this is a new start for me.
What a That's silver really lining.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's a good good birthday for you, Johanna.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone's
honestly,
coming together.
The best birthday ever. Thank you guys so much. I like feel really elated and also like really sad that his birthday's almost over and your mom's gonna pick everybody up soon.
Hey, she's still following the rules.
Roller coaster.
Yeah. So also I really have to pee.
Yeah, you gotta wait till midnight. That's another like 8 hours away.
I think I can make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to blow into the balloon, but can I ask for one last wish?
Sure.
For you to grant me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do what we can.
I'm going to blow into the balloon first.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really reconstituted that thing.
Can you please send me off into the ether?
Like with in a rocket?
No, metaphorically, dear.
Oh.
Oh.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been
Lucy's going to be a rocket.
I'm going to be a rocket when I grow up. So I was like, maybe this is
this
a
time. This could be your time to be a rocket.
Yeah.
You could go to the ether with Pizzazz.
Yeah, can I go to the ether with you, Pizzazz?
Please visit me. Please visit me when your time is ready.
Oh.
Yes. Now, could we please all sing my favorite song?
Okay.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, we'll follow you.
Okay.
Is this a repeat after me type thing again, or we just got to remember it from before?
Just, you know what? It'd be great if we could all just sing a different part of the song. And away we go.
Snowman.
Do you want to erect a snowman in me? We can go to Home Depot and get all the supplies with our $50 gift card. Oh, I see it. The light.
Go to it.
Thank you for everything.
Get out of there.
Farewell and fuck you, Carol.
Holy shit. Pizzazz was mean. What the hell?
Like, I see where you get it from, Carol.
Yeah.
It's okay. F you and my family really means I love you.
Aww.
Yeah. It's called That's subtext. Nice. So. Aww. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess this birthday party's kind of over, so.
We really have to put this podcast equipment away before mom gets here.
Okay. Before she picks us up.
Okay, before you go, everybody needs to have a loot bag. Don't forget the loot bags. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's one for you, Carol. Lucy, here's yours. And Emmett, here's yours.
Thank you so much.
Oh, cool. There's like a finger puppet in here.
Yeah.
And there's boogers.
Oh.
I put those in myself.
You did.
Wow. Yeah.
Mine has Hot Wheels in it.
Oh, nice.
I love a Hot Wheels.
That's why I packed that one special for you.
Yeah. Well, I guess I want to ask one more thing before we go.
Yeah, before we wrap this up.
Johanna, do you have anything that you want to promote in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, I do on December 12th at 9 p.m. Me and Lucy are going to be performing in an improv set at, where are we at again?
I think it's at a place called Comedy Bar.
Comedy Bar. That's where we're going to be at December 12th, 9 or 9:30 p.m.
Something like that.
Something
Not to be confused with Comedy Bar Danforth.
Correct.
Yes.
It's the OG Comedy Bar.
Blur and Ossington-ish.
That's good to know. That's where I will be going. Yep. Yeah. We'll be showing up there.
Yeah. Nice.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
What about you, Carol?
So on December 9th, which I think is like a Friday, I'm going to be performing in a sketch comedy showcase at the Red Sandcastle Theater.
Whoa.
And Emmett, I'm just like wondering, like, now that we're friends, if you like maybe want to perform with me.
I would love to.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yay. Harsh though, like only asking Emmett, but fine, I guess I
get
it.
Well, honestly,
Lucy, I think you're probably already busy like hosting the showcase.
Well, I'm gonna be there because there's this lady I like, Emily Milling, who's gonna be in it, and she performs with a bunch of people called the Chicks. There's five of them, and it's called Big Chick Energy. And also, there's a lot of really cool music out by Emily Milling. You should probably all go listen to it. You should probably listen to a song called Neglected Winter Coat, because it's that time of year where you're looking through the back of your closet and you're like, which winter coat should I wear today? And then you realize that you don't like the winter coat that you had before, so you leave it, and then your winter coat sings you a song, and it's really sad because you don't like it anymore. What would you like to promote, Emmett?
Well, last time I talked about a Twitch thing. That hasn't happened yet, but it's gonna happen. So keep an eye open for that. twitch.tv/thecoopcoop, I think it's called.
Nice.
THECO_OPCOOP.
Yay! Is there anything else that anyone wants to promote that we forgot?
Buy my mom's pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Pharmaceuticals. Children's Tylenol in mushrooms.
The chicken soup's really good.
All right. Oh, my God. I think that's mom. That's mom in the driveway. We got to go. Okay,
bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, you guys are so cool. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lucy and Emmett's podcast. That's another week. Oh, my God. This episode featured Taryn Crankshaw and Brittany King, fabulous improvisers here in the city of Toronto. If you like the show and you want to give us a little love, please feel free to leave a rating and review. That'll help more people like you find our show. It's just going to help the show get out there. If you have a question for us, email us at lucyandemettspodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. And you can follow me at emily.milling and Luke at lukesinstantgram. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a fantastic frickin' day. Bye!